What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode, man. How y'all doing, man? It's been a minute. It's been some time. Been here, been there, been away. But mostly I've been chilling. And I figured I'd just jump into the episode today. Not much hold up, not much wait, not much nothing other than me just wanting to talk, get some stuff off my chest. So, I guess we'll start with the theme of today's episode. I really don't have any announcements. I mean, I've been telling y'all for a minute. I've been working on a new project that's coming along nicely. It's going to be based around... I don't know. I don't want to say it too much. Because I've gone back 15, 16 times. Just know new music is on the way. Still writing comedy. Took a break away from the stage. But still hitting it up. Trying to do more lives. Trying to do more... digital stuff, trying to make sure I post daily, trying to make sure I get, you know, the following and the fan base up, and then I'm going right back to the old grind, man. Gotta get my monies up, you know what I'm saying? Gotta start vacationing, wanna start investing more, you know what I'm saying? So gotta get the hustle together. But that being said, today's episode is themed around the idea or the concept of... This might be controversial, but hey, I'm going to talk about it anyway. The idea or concept of sex is going to be the topic of today's episode. We have a quote from Ayn Rand, and she is the very controversial, very problematic, very issue-filled anarchist, political talker, satirist, however you want to break it down. But I figure that I have a quote from her today, and we'll talk about everything that's going on from the Roe v. Wade stuff to... the sex appeal at the BET Awards, which I did not watch, but I saw pictures, and it's like, hey, you come for the show, you come for the show. So I'll start off with the quote from Ayn Rand, and then we'll get into everything else that's going on and talk about that. So, yeah. So the quote from Ayn Rand goes as follows. Love is blind. Love is blind, they say. Sex is impervious to reason and mocks the power of all philosophies. But in fact, a person's sexual choice is the result and sum of their fundamental convictions. Tell me what a person finds sexually attractive, and I will tell you their entire philosophy of life. Show me the person they sleep with, and I will tell you their valuation of themselves. No matter what corruption they're taught about the virtue of selflessness, sex is the most profoundly selfish of all acts, an act which they cannot perform for any motive but their own enjoyment. Just try to think of performing it in the spirit of selfless charity, an act which is not possible in self-abasement, only in self-exaltation, only on the confidence of being desired and being worthy of desire. It is an act that forces them to stand naked in spirit, as well as in body, and accept their real egos as their standard of value. They will always be attracted to the person who reflects their deepest vision of themselves, the person whose surrender permits them to experience, or to fake, a sense of self-esteem. Love is our response to our highest values, and it can be nothing else. So, I thought that was a real... powerful and interesting way to look at sex, a deeper level than you commonly think of. Like, to think of the person that you are willing to sleep with is the culmination of the way that you feel about yourself, or that the self-esteem that you might have, or that you might lack in the other person. So, I mean, it goes to say a lot about the sexual partners, the perception of what somebody finds sexy, the perception of what somebody feels, what love is. So, I mean, that's deep. That definitely makes me want to read more about Ayn Rand. She is the author of Atlas Shrugged. If you're not familiar with her, I wasn't until I read this quote, but I definitely looked her up, and seems like a dope lady. But with that being said, leading into sex, I mean, this is the thing that's on everybody's mind, right? Like, this is the thing that everybody's talking about right now. The Roe v. Wade stuff, that got overturned and the Supreme Court changed their ruling on. I mean, I'm a guy, so just from a male perspective, I can't have kids. So, I mean, I can have kids, but I can't give birth to a whole child. So it's not like I personally can have an abortion. But with that being said, it's weird to think of something that's been around. Like, because if I'm not tripping, let me not talk out of my butt here. Let me actually, it's been around. Yeah, something that's a law that's been around for my entire existence that was just phased out within the past week or so. I mean, just from that perspective alone, it is a little weird because it's like, you would expect, like, with a law that major that life would change naturally. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like things as soon as the law of the land changed and then we moved on to that life was just going to make all of a sudden, like, a very quick change. It don't work like that. But just from a person I have a chicken in the races, so to say, because, you know, I obviously have women in my life, but it's just, I mean, it's crazy. It is definitely crazy. I mean, I ain't gonna hide it. I want people to know, you know, where I stand on any side of the fence. I am pro-choice. So let that fall where it may. I'm a Christian who is pro-choice. I know I just got issue from the from the pro-life people and every Black Baptist this side of the Mississippi. But I listen. I mean, we could say we want to. I don't like kids, so you know. I mean, I was going the other way with it. I felt like, you know, you should be able to board a child, you know, at least up to 2 years. But that, you know, that's my personal belief. Or at least give them away. You know what I'm saying? Like, after the first, after the first 18 months, you should be able to take them back in. Like, hey, man. Because people reference their kids like, yo, I got this 22-month-old baby. It's like, sir, can you just say my child's almost two? I'm not about to do the math on a 17-month baby. Like, after the year is up, just, hey, my baby's a year. But, yeah, I feel like if you really want to make them months count, my baby's 17 months. Well, at the 18th month, you get your receipt. You get the, hey, you want to get that baby back? You feel like, hey, yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with the baby. You know, you can hand it off to another family to want them, you know? Because the adoption process here in America is trash. So I feel like that would be the perfect way to do it. You know? You could streamline a whole level of baby production. You just send them straight to Angelina Jolie or whoever, you know, wants 25 kids. Whatever celebrity of the month decides that they want, you know, a litter full of children. Which makes no sense to me. I don't hate children. I don't want to say, I don't make it sound like I don't like kids. Because I do. The kids are cool. My two little cousins, like, cool as heck when they were babies. But I had the ability to give them back. Like, at the end of the day, I could be like, ah, you know what I'm saying? You get 2 hours, like, oh, man. Whew, man, take this baby back. Like, he cool. Like, he, you know, he chilling, he watching TV. But then after, you know, hour and a half, he like, yo, I'm ready to play. I'm ready to eat. Like, bro, I'm not about to change your diaper. We know what eating leads to, bro. That ain't my testimony. I'm sorry. I ain't got it. But you cool. You know what I'm saying? Just give him back to the mama. Once you have that baby, like, I feel like now that it's illegal, not illegal, but the ruling has changed, I feel like we got to do something more for these accidental babies, right? Because you can't just say, yo, now you got to have a baby, and then just expect the world is going to be okay. Like, you can't just be like, yo, and just, hey, take this, you know, $500,000 responsibility, because that's roughly the estimate that they say it costs to raise a child. Yeah, just accept it, you know? Just have fun and figure out where society goes. Okay. I'm just saying. Y'all think homelessness is bad now? I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I support living your best life. You know what I'm saying? That's what I support. I just don't know what to do, man. To the people that was like, hey, man, it don't matter who's the president. It don't matter who's in the presidency. It is. It's going to be what it's going to be. Hey. Okay. Democrats was like, oh, this is the way of the future. We all moving towards a blue world, a universal world where everything is accepted. And the Republicans are the wrong ones and their values are old and outdated. Hmm? What? What are we talking about now? Hmm? Huh? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. I just, this is where we at today, bro. This is where we at in the world's todays. Like I say, if you make it, if we gonna make stuff legal, like we gonna make having kids legal. If we gonna overrule Roe v. Wade, then we gotta make beating kids legal. You know what I'm saying? You gotta fast track adoption. You gotta make the 18th month rule where you can give a baby back if you don't, like, hey, something wrong with this baby. You know what I'm saying? He won't stop eating markers. Like I didn't beat him 5 times and he keep eating markers. Just take the baby back. You know what I'm saying? But we gotta figure it out because it's about to get crazy. It's about to get crazy. And I don't know what to do, man. Like I'm down, like me myself, I'd be down for a baby or two. Two is the limit. I feel like two babies. Well, like two back to back babies. I feel like once you get them, like, because a baby is self sustaining. I don't know why I keep saying baby like that, but a baby is self sustaining until about what, 10, 11? So like if you get them, if you do them in batches of 10. No, because you don't want to be, no. Because I ain't going to tell y'all my age. But, yeah, if I had two batches of twos, that would be, yeah. Because you don't want to be an 80-year-old, like, 80 and having kids. Like, nobody wants to be that old. You get, like a 15-year window between 25 and 40 where you, like, that's prime real estate to slide in a baby. But I'm just, I'm selfish, man. I've never asked a woman to have an abortion, you know, on that side of things, but I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't really care. This is really going to stress out the single people. Okay. Y'all, I know the single people sweating for the people being overturned. I know. Listen, I'm not mad at you. I can't date no more. I can't do it. That never been my skill set. I've never been able to say, hey girl, why don't we come back to my place for a one-night stand. I ain't never had that ability, okay? So, single people, listen. I know y'all saw that. I know the players is sweating right now. They see that. They saw the money flying out the window. Hey, look, I'm sorry for you. But for the women out there, y'all got the... women, y'all got a rough shake of things, man. That's crazy. Sometimes if stuff hits you on the side of the head like you just never thought could be possible. Like you just never thought would be like real. And this is one of the things where it's like, it's hard to find a comedy of this. Like it's hard. It is hard to find a joke about this one. Like for real. But I'm going to try. So on the bright side of things, other than the fact that the government clearly doesn't want women to have government over their own bodies. The good positive to look forward to, other than the complete violation of personal self rights, the one thing that you can look forward to is we ain't had a good Brenda's Got a Baby part two yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like now that the government is essentially becoming tyrants, I feel like the oppression will truly bring out the skillfulness in the people that they oppress. That is why I'm an anarchist. I don't know, man. I don't really got no jokes for this one. Sometimes when things happen, you go, hey, oh, this is silly. This is crazy. But that, man, you talk about something hit you upside the head you wasn't expecting. What else I got? Oh, yeah, ladies. This might be a positive. Listen, child support powers activate, okay? I've been thinking this for a long time after conversing with some baby mothers of some others, guys that I know. Y'all need to put these dudes on child support. Okay. Listen, all this talk about, oh, I love him and oh, I'm gonna do right by him. Listen, if y'all want to make some change in the world, put some brothers on child support. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I bet you the laws change real quick. If I say 75% of y'all just start filing child support paperwork. No, if he married, if, listen, blow his spot up. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Listen, they changing laws. Let's throw the rule book at him. Okay. And just see what happens. Just see what don't change in the universe. You put, 75, 80% of these brothers on real child support. Okay. Hey. So you see if some laws don't change real quick, okay? I bet you some senators will come, hey, listen, we need to change these child support laws. Guaranteed, put money on it. Yeah, put some child support on him. Just show up to his job with his baby in a DNA test and just say, this is your child, and just see if some laws don't change. That's all I'm saying. I can't do nothing. This wasn't even the issue the people voted on. Like, this was just the ruling that came down. And it's not that, you know, all of a sudden it's like, boom, it's illegal and you can't do nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? That ain't what it is. But it is saying that anything and everything is up for debate now in the Supreme Court. So listen, ladies. Hashtag, since people big on hashtags, hashtag, child support. Let's do that. Hashtag more child support. Let's run that by the peoples. Let's run that by everybody. See how we doing. Cause the world is crazy. The world is crazy, y'all. I mean, I love who you love. That's what I'm going to say. The government don't dictate who you can love and who you can't love, but who? 2022 looking like we're going in the dark ages, bro. But we going to keep fighting through. We going to keep surviving. We going to keep doing what we do. Because that's what we do as a people, you know. That's what we do as a people. But I think that's where I'm going to leave that for today. The moral of the story is hashtag child support. Hashtag more child support. Hashtag 18 months, give that baby back. Hashtag... we got to get the hashtag movement going. Hashtag give that baby back. Hashtag 18 month receptacles. What else we talking about? Yeah. So good luck to the ladies out there. Hopefully you are in a state or somewhere that you can actually receive responsible, affordable medical care. Ladies, my prayers is with y'all. We all know what's coming next. If they can do this to women, we all know the other groups is coming next. So it's the next shoe about to drop. Okay. So people, don't think that just because this is women's, well, it don't really matter. They coming for everybody. So with that being said, love who you can love. Carry your pistol. They still Second Amendment rights. Hey, everybody get a pistol and everybody be on child support. We'll see if them two laws don't change immediately. Yeah, man. So I'm move on to the next subject. I'm move on to the next topic, the next discussion, and keep it pushing forward. We got the BET Awards, 2022 BET Awards. Now, I didn't watch it. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I ain't watched the BET Awards. I ain't watched, let alone the BET Awards. I ain't watched BET in about 4 or 5 years. So that'll put you where I'm at on the BET Awards. But I saw some things that, I don't know, man. I'm a Democrat, right? And I'm pretty liberal. I'm pretty, I don't want to say this. I'm pretty like out there with my views on a lot of things. I'm pretty like, oh, I'm pretty, you know, I'm damn near conservative. Okay. If we gonna go with that line of thinking, I'm damn near a conservative with the way that I see like PDA and like how people be dressing and all that stuff. Like I, like watching the BET Awards, it was just a parade of flesh all over the carpets. Okay? And y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I gotta look up the little young girl's name. Is it Summer Walker? Was that the woman's name? She had the titty hanging out. Was that her name? She went topless. Listen. Those are the, like, how can I say this without sounding stupid? How do you look at something like that and not be a creep? You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes me feel like a creep. Like, maybe that's my own sexual repressed issues that I've got to figure out and deal with and try to understand. But like, when I see that, I'm like, I respect you as an artist, because I've never really been one to, like, that's the kind of reason I started the podcast, was because I wanted to get more into talking about, like, oh, what's going on with this celebrity, what's going on with that celebrity, and, you know, what, kind of being comical with it and trying to, like, stay up on the latest stuff. But all in all, I don't really care about artists outside of the music they make. And even when Jill Scott was doing the, like, she was on the stage or whatever doing the gobbin slob, you know what I'm saying, with the microphone. This is just my honest, true opinion about when I first saw Jill Scott do that. I was so sad, bro. I was like, oh, you are so dope. And I guess I had never really thought of her in, like, a sexual way. I just really, like, liked her music. Like, a lot of the times when I listen to good music, I'm kind of just so wrapped up in the melody and the sound of it. Like, the way that she sings, it was just so heavenly and, like, above all. And, like, I was like, oh, man, she's, like, angelic with it. And I guess I never really listened to how freaky her lyrics were. That's on me. But when I saw her do that, I was like, ah, I lost a little respect for you, Jill. Like, I always thought Jill Scott was, like, one of the dopest. Not one of the dope. She is the dope. I'm not trying. But that neo-soul crowd, like, Jill Scott was, like, the face of it for a long time coming out of Philly. Like, being with the Roots and being live band, like her voice still, and back then, next level of the 90s. And then when I saw that, I was kind of just like, ah, damn, Jill. And that's just me being an old, grumpy, damn near conservative with my views on, like, how much sex is, like, showed and stuff. So that's on me. That is not on Jill Scott. She is a grown woman. She can do whatever the hell she want to do with expressing her own sexuality. That's my hang up, but it did kind of make me go, ah, damn. So with the BET Awards, and I believe it was Summer Walker who had the topless, you know, who came out top. Yeah, she came out topless. I've never heard anything from Summer Walker. I mean, I probably have. Let me not say that. Let me not lie. Because I said the same thing about Saucy Santana and Nardo Wick when I reacted to the XXL freshman list. So I probably have heard something from her. But just to go topless. Oh, she's pregnant. So shouts out to her. But I don't know. Maybe people must see sex stuff different than me. Because if I was her soon-to-be child, and her abs are fantastic. I'm looking at the picture right now. To be recently pregnant, her abs are fantastic. But just to go topless and do all that stuff and, like, you're pregnant, it's just kind of like, oh, okay. I mean, I don't know. Like, if you was the baby when you came out and you saw this, when I first found out I was pregnant with you, this is what I wore. That's like, I mean, but, you know, we're going in a different direction. I'm old, okay? I'm an old man. So I know my views on stuff is outdated, but I'm just like, really, shorty? You know, say different strokes, different folks. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the Midwest. I don't really like the coast like that. Y'all in California and New York and all that stuff. Y'all dress like that. Hey, go ahead. Y'all do that down south. Y'all, you know, even people down south. You know what I'm saying? Girl from down south, what was she wore on this red carpet? Her thighs and cheeks would be all on the street. You know what I'm saying? She's slim, so she can make it work. You know what I'm saying? But it would be them two little balls would come. Listen, you get them thick down south girl, look, it won't come up half the nipple, okay? You have to put those two just to cover up the extra nipple mark. You know, you got the main nipple and then you got the outside nipple with the big titties. You got that thing wouldn't cover up nothing if it was a southern chick. So, you know, that's more for them California Coast chicks, you know, them Valley girls. Y'all get to wear that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she curvy. You know, she got body. Don't get me wrong. I ain't gonna hate on her, but, you know, it ain't. You know, I like them thick, so that ain't my testimony. That ain't my type of woman. Got to be at least two something to do something. Hey, you feel me? Hey, you feel me? No, I'm just playing. Let me stop. I respect women. We not gonna do that on this program. Anyway. Back to the BT Awards. We're gonna look up the winners. We're gonna look up the winners of the awards. Best female R&B pop artist winner at the BET Awards. Jasmine Sullivan is the winner. Shout out to Jasmine Sullivan, girl. I believe she's "I'll Break the Windows Out Your Car If She Ain't My Bad." Okay, best male R&B pop artist. I have never heard of any of these people other than The Weeknd and Chris Brown. And The Weeknd won, so shout out to The Weeknd. Best group, Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak. I can know Chloe, Haley, City Girls, Lil Baby and Lil Durk made a group. Shout out to them. Migos, Young Dolph, and Key Glock. Rest in peace, Young Dolph. Winner, Bruno Mars, Silk Sonic, Anderson .Paak. I mean, come on now. That would be close. Okay, best collaboration. Never heard of that song before, but the winner is Essence by Wizkid and Justin Bieber and Tims. That must be a hot track. I'll probably react to it at some point. Best female hip hop artist, Megan Thee Stallion. That is a solid bounce back after all the issues with Tory Lanez. And I wonder if Tory Lanez ever went to jail. I never did follow up with what that happened. Best male hip hop artist, Kendrick Lamar is the winner. Jack Harlow. I remember Jack Harlow was campaigning for what's his face to be Lil Nas X to be nominated. So shouts out to him for having a "You Got a Friend in Me" for coming through and holding on to his homie's spot. Is that all of them? Was that all the awards? Video of the Year, Family Ties. Oh, Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar. Man, Kendrick Lamar got two of these bad boys. Best New Artist, Lotto. Is Lotto, I guess Lotto's a new, Lotto's a new artist. I feel like Lotto's been around for a minute. Album of the Year, Anderson .Paak and Silk Sonic. I'm not surprised by that. Best Gospel Track, We Win, Lil Baby and Kirk Franklin. Shout out to them. I don't think Kanye West has won anything for his Jesus Walks stuff on BET. I mean, Jesus is God stuff on BET. I don't think that's been the case for any of his projects, which is crazy. Because Kirk Franklin has owned R&B, gospel since I've been breathing. So, even if you don't listen to gospel music, it's like you have to know who he is. Like that, it's damn near law at this point. But yeah, with that being said, man, I am, did I have anything? Trying to read what this says. Oh yeah. And the last quick thing that I was going to talk about before I get off of here is a hairline recede. They say men die 5 years on average. Studderly from Fatherly said that men die on average 5 years earlier than their female counterparts. And if we're being honest, like, that is shocking that it's only 5 years. Like, I mean, completely, like, women, what are y'all doing? Like, I cannot believe that it's only 5 years. I would guess at least 10 to 15. Like, I even an average, you would expect, like, women get to be about 80, men be about, 80, guys get 70, 65. Like, guys get in their 60s. It's like, all right, I had a good run. You know what I mean? Like, that most guys, like, I'm not gone. Because most guys' problem is they say, well, you need to stop eating that. Because heart issues is the number one, is the major issue behind men being the earlier to die. And a lot of guys just say, I can't eat burgers no more. Nah, bro. That's what most often happens. I mean, most guys just go, I'm not going to not eat cheeseburgers. And then we die because of heart failure. I'm not going to act like I have gotten super better about eating, but I have stopped eating out, but I still eat complete trash. But hey, at least it's not processed trash. At least it's not outside processed trash. But women, y'all got to do better. The only thing that I can think of that the explanation why it's only 5 years is because, you know, I don't know, actually. I honestly can't figure it out. I really don't know. Like, women, y'all, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Are y'all secretly just marking each other off? And like, well, maybe the witches. Maybe the riches are responsible. Yeah, they did sacrifice a bunch of, we ain't gonna talk about that. anyway, man, I'm gonna get on off here. I appreciate y'all. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Be kind, be dope, but more importantly than anything else, be yourself. I will catch y'all next time, next week. Same bat channel, same bat time. And, yeah, man, I don't really have much else to say. I'll catch y'all next time. Peace.